Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's talk about Twitter now. And from afar, tweet, tweet is the sound of Woodstock, that bird from Charlie Brown, flapping, flapping, crashing. Since Elon Musk bought Twitter, we have seen firings, rehirings, key executives quitting, and a lot of side eyes from advertisers and regulators. We're joined now by Alex Heath. He's deputy editor of The Verge. Alex, how do you keep track of all this?
I would just say it's pure chaos. And, you know, you wake up every day and you think, oh, surely it couldn't get any crazier than this, and then it does.
Well, so let's start sorting it out with Elon Musk's first meeting with employees Thursday. In 280 characters or less, what were the headlines?
Oh boy, 280 characters. It was a little all over the place. You know, he talked a lot about how he wants Twitter to compete with YouTube, which I think threw a lot of people in the room off because Twitter's not been a site for video. And then also his ambition to turn Twitter into a literal bank where he envisions them having checking accounts, loans, credit accounts, and even mailing checks to people. And then interspersed with him being very blunt about things like remote work, telling people if you do not show up in the office physically, resignation accepted.
Wow. So, I mean, talking about pivoting the business model going forward, but for now, company is reeling from mass layoffs and also executive resignations. So what does that mean for how Twitter is being run right now?
Well, it's kind of hanging on by a thread, I would say, based on talking to employees there. The word that Musk would use is hardcore. He told employees repeatedly this week that he wants them to work, quote, hardcore to save Twitter, and that he expects a, quote, maniacal sense of urgency. And this is keeping in mind after he has unceremoniously fired half of their colleagues. So, yeah, everyone's in a bit of shell shock.
Now, one of the biggest crises has been these sought-after blue check marks. I mean, a couple of years ago, I did a hallelujah when I got mine. It's like you've arrived on social media. But now people can pay $8 to get their own check marks. How is that playing out?
As of this conversation we're having, Twitter has actually paused the rollout of this program because it's led to so many people impersonating people with check marks. I opted into the $8 a month blue checkmark myself, even though I was already verified because I wanted to see what it was like and what happened. And now I'm worried I may just lose it forever. He hasn't taken them away, but he's paused all signups. And again, it's because Twitter employees warned that it would lead to impersonation, and Musk did not heed that warning and launched it anyway. Again, that maniacal sense of urgency. He's really just doing kind of spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks approach right now. So that's the state of things.
Now, the old approach is leaning heavily on advertising. I mean, the economy is struggling, as Elon Musk has said, but Twitter is also alienating its advertisers, is it not?
That's right. They're seeing a, quote, massive drop in revenue, according to Musk himself, even as Twitter users are actually reaching an all-time high, according to him. Which is a problem because that's costly to run as revenue disappears. And it doesn't help that Twitter's head of trust and safety, Yoel Roth, who Musk elevated actually after the acquisition and said, I trust Yoel on all things trust and safety, actually resigned after that meeting we just talked about where Musk was kind of all over the place about the product strategy and telling people to work hardcore. So advertisers are not coming back yet.
There have also been back and forths with the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, and them issuing a warning. What's that about?
Yeah, so this was a pretty alarming and unusual message that a Twitter lawyer, an in-house senior counsel on the privacy team, actually sent that I obtained to everyone in the company in Slack, encouraging them to seek whistleblower protection if they're told to do something that puts them in an uncomfortable position, which is just an incredibly rare. I've actually never heard of this happening inside a company with a lawyer recommending this to their colleagues, saying that the company is at risk of violating a agreement with the FTC about how it manages user data without the user consent. And Musk is making Twitter move very fast and skirt a lot of those guidelines that it put in place with the FTC, according to my sources. And this lawyer warned that, you know, Twitter's at risk of billions of dollars in fines and even executives going to jail if the FTC finds it in violation of its consent order.
Okay. And where is this all headed? Musk did address the possibility of declaring bankruptcy reorganization.
That's right. In this meeting, recording of which I obtained, he was very frank that Twitter could go bankrupt. He sees it having net negative cash flow in the billions next year, which is amazing considering he just bought it for $44 billion. I don't think there's a non-zero chance that Twitter goes away. And Musk is trying to save it right now. And if he can, it will be a remarkable turnaround story. But right now, I would say the outlook does not look good.
Alex Heath is deputy editor of The Verge. Alex, thanks so much.
Thank you.